إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, let me begin by wishing you a very happy imaginary new year. Because I'm saying imaginary because the Gregorian calendar is an imaginary calendar. It's the real calendar is the Hijri calendar, which the months are the months that are set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, not the months that we set for ourselves. But unfortunately, having said that, we don't use the Hijri calendar. We use the Hijri calendar only to have ikhtilafat about when Ramadan starts and when there is Eid. Really, we need to get ourselves straightened out. But I'm saying this. I'm wishing you an imaginary New Year because this is one of the great festivals of the world. A festival that really has its roots in paganism in Europe, a festival which the last days of December and the early days of January are festivals which celebrate the gods of the pagans and which celebrate the winter solstice and have nothing to do whatsoever with Islam. On top of all that, apart from that, this is a festival which is characterized by all forms of sin and all forms of excess. New Year's Eve parties, we are quite familiar with what goes on in the name of that. Please do remember that even though you may not take part in such a party, even though you may not go there and even though you may not hit the dance floor. The fact remains that if you belong to an organization which holds such parties, if you are a member of such an organization, then you are by inference and by association, you are responsible for what goes on, unless you stand up and speak against it. So either do that or leave that organization. This is very important to remember and do. It's high time, I think, that we stop making excuses for our own lack of backbone. I think many of us suffer from too much bone in the head and too little in the backbone. So really we need to straighten ourselves out and say that I will not participate in something which is haram. I will not participate in something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, no matter who is pleased or displeased. Because the one and only pleasure which matters is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِي فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Inshallah, we'll talk about this ayat tomorrow and so on in the Fajr reminders. But for today, just let us look at this ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing four criteria of people who are successful and finally successful, permanently successful, al-faizun, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, the one who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِي, who has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ, these are the people who are successful. And therefore it's very important for us to ensure that we fulfill these four criteria. And the number one criterion of that, of those four, is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu said, the one who says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah with ikhlas will enter Jannah. They asked him, the Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhi ajmain, they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what is the ikhlas of the kalima? Nabi sallallahu said, the ikhlas of the kalima is to stay away from haram. Please understand that New Year's Eve parties or any party of that nature where there is music and dancing and alcohol and free mixing of men and women and so on and so forth, in Islam, Islamically speaking, these parties are haram. These parties are haram, haram, haram. They are completely and totally prohibited. Let us not mince any words about that. That is a fact. It is haram. It is prohibited to participate in them. It is prohibited to support them in any way, directly or indirectly. It is prohibited to go anywhere near them. So please make sure that you and your children are nowhere near any of these things. And if you are, then you will be counted among those people who are participating in those things. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you from His wrath and from His anger. This is a very, very serious matter. We should be very clear. Please understand, we all become very God-fearing, and we all make rujoo towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we have trouble. When there are problems, when our life is falling apart about our ears, when we suddenly find that, you know, one day you are fine and next day everything seems to be collapsing, that's the time when you turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us have some shame. Let us have some shame, and let us not treat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a matter of convenience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, we owe our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And that is the reason why du'as are accepted, because you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So when you are in trouble, you call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers you. But if you spend the whole of your life, when Allah has given you health and wealth and friends, you want to use that in haram, and then when there is trouble, you go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what kind of self-serving nonsense is that? So seriously, my brothers and sisters, I strongly advise you, tonight especially, stay home. Make rujoo ila Allah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, pray tahajjud and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the people, ask forgiveness for yourself and for the people, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to send down His wrath and not to send down His azab on communities which indulge in haram openly. Today, if you just go out in the cities, you can see the kind of stuff that happens and it's being blatantly and openly advertised relating to the so-called New Year and relating to welcoming this New Year. And how do you welcome the New Year? By indulging in all kinds of haram. This is absolutely and totally shameful. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to save ourselves from this, to have some sense, to remember that one day we will die. And the day we will die, all of this will come to haunt us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that. Stay away, stay away, stay away. I have done my duty. I have informed you. I have told you as clearly as I can. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you to be obedient to Him and to follow the sunnah of His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahim.